It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
And Michigan signs in atop the Swamp Swami Top 25. Let me explain. We have a brand new number one team this week in the SwampSwamiSports.com College Football Top 25 rankings. The Michigan Wolverines are America's only 8-0 team this week, as the former number one team, Georgia, which is 7-0, had the weekend off. Coach Jim Harbaugh's Michigan football team, though, is under the media microscope right now. Allegations are surfacing by the day as to whether Michigan's staff has been cheating. Oh yeah! Though baseball is better known for stealing signs from the other team, the other members of the Big Ten are pointing fingers saying that Michigan may have been up to some nefarious activities recently. Even with their easy schedule they've played to get to 7-0, Michigan certainly hasn't needed any help in downing 7 straight cupcakes to start the season. This is a little bit complicated, so I'm going to try to keep it simple. First, there is nothing in the NCAA's rulebook which prohibits college football teams from trying to lip-read the opposing coaches or the players during the games. Have you noticed how many coaches are holding up what appears to be a large menu from IHOP along the sidelines to protect the lip readers from seeing what they're saying about the next play? In Michigan's case, though, the rest of the Big Ten schools want to know if the Wolverines have been attending their football games and doing some elaborate filming of the coaches, the play calls, and the results of those plays in order to determine some patterns. Saith the NCAA's rulebook, any attempt to record, either through audio or video means, any signals given by an opposing player, coach, or other team personnel is prohibited. Again, it's not a violation to do this live during a game. It's not okay, though, to go to the stadiums, film and make audio recordings, and then try to dissect those results for possible trends to better prepare for upcoming games against those opponents. This is not the same as watching game film on television either. The television cameras are kept focused on the field, not on the sideline activities during the game. Otherwise, the game would be rather boring to watch, right? So how much might this have helped Michigan or any other team? Probably not a lot. Much like a baseball catcher must mix up the signals occasionally from game to game so that the other team doesn't know what he's calling, the college football sideline staffers are smart enough, maybe, to change up their signals going to the quarterback and defensive captains from one ball game to another. If you're a Big Ten team playing Michigan soon, it might be a really good idea for you to change your signals ASAP. Of course, Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh is poo-pooing this story as fabricated. It's whining by the other Big Ten loser boy teams. However, the ticket trail of Michigan's suspicious scout seems to be showing that this sneaky person has been in attendance at opposing teams' stadiums rather regularly. Stay tuned. Next up, Nevada has finally won a college football game, so let's clap for the Wolfpack.
Clap for the Wolfman. He gon' reach your record high.
As long as you got the curves, baby, I got the angles.
Clap for the Wolfman. You gon' dig in till the day you die.
It's all according to how your boogaloo situation stands, you understand?
Clap for the Wolfman.
So after losing 16 games in a row going back to the start of last year, the Nevada Wolfpack has finally grabbed their first victory of 2023 last Saturday. Congratulations! In those incredibly difficult weather conditions, sunshine and 72 degree temperatures last Saturday, an epic defensive battle ensued at San Diego State University. The Nevada Wolfpack, now 1-6, kicked not one but two field goals in the first half and took a decisive 6-0 win.
Woo!
With 27,000 local fans not very happy with a measly 200 yards of total offense, San Diego State Aztecs football team slinked out of their own home stadium with a 3-5 season record. Saturday's victory by the Wolfpack has left only one FBS team now without a win in 2023. The Sam Houston Bearcats of Conference USA are now the lone team at 0-7. The Huntsville Texas School is playing in their first season of upper division FBS football. The remaining five games, though, on the schedule are looking promising for Sam Houston, perhaps, to pick up at least one win prior to the end of this year. And now, without any further ado, it's time for the Swamp Swami College Football Top 25 Teams. This week, coming in at number 25, welcome back from the SEC, our only team with two losses this week, 6-2 LSU. The LSU Tigers have a bye week. This week, they'll get ready for Bama at Tuscaloosa next weekend. Number 24 this week from the Mountain West at 6-1, it's Fresno State University. They'll host our number 23 team, UNLV, also with a 6-1 record. That game will be played on FS1 at 9:30 p.m. this Saturday night. Our number 22 team, welcome back from the Pac-12 at 6-1, it's the Oregon Ducks. Now they're going to travel to play a toughie at 6-1 Utah. That'll be Saturday afternoon at 2:30 on Fox. The number 21 team making its first appearance ever in the Swamp Swami Sports Top 25, the Sun Belt's Georgia State Panthers. They are 6-1 on the year, and they'll travel to rival Georgia Southern, who's 5-2. That should be a great game. It's coming up this Thursday night, 6:30 on ESPN2. Number 20 this week, after their first loss of the year from the ACC, the North Carolina Tar Heels have fallen to 6-1. They'll play a road game at 3-4 Georgia Tech at 7 p.m. Saturday on the ACC network. Number 19 this week from the American Conference at 6-1, the Tulane Green Wave. They're coming to Houston this weekend. They'll play the 4-3 Rice Owls at 3 p.m. on ESPN2. We have a tie this week at number 17, two teams which are both 6-1, two teams which have beaten for their best win of the year, a 6-2 team, and their margin of victory over that team was 13 points apiece. So we have a tie. At number 17, it's Utah of the Pac-12 and Louisville of the ACC. Now the Cardinals of Louisville will entertain 5-2 Duke Saturday afternoon, 2:30 on ESPN. At number 16 this week from the Big Ten at 6-1 after their loss last week at Ohio State, it's the Penn State Nittany Lions. They'll be at home this weekend for what should be an easy game with 2-5 Indiana, 11 a.m. on CBS Saturday. At number 15 this week from the Pac-12, also at 6-1, the Oregon State Beavers. They'll have a road trip to the improving 4-3 Arizona Wildcats. Should be a good game Saturday night, the late one, 9:30 on ESPN. At number 14 this week from the Southeastern Conference, Ole Miss Rebels. They'll host 2-5 Vandy at 6:30 Saturday on the SEC Network. And our top-rated 6-1 team for the week at number 13 from the Big 12, the Texas Longhorns. The Horns will host 5-2 BYU Saturday afternoon at 2:30 on ABC. Now our 7-1 teams at number 12 from the SEC, the Missouri Tigers. Their next one's a doozy. Get ready, they travel to Georgia in 2 weeks. At number 11 from the MAC, it's the Toledo Rockets. At number 10 this week from the Southeastern Conference, the Alabama Crimson Tide. They have the week off and they will host the LSU Tigers in 2 weeks. That should be a dandy. Now our 9 undefeated teams, that's all we have left, are 9 teams. At number 9 from the Mountain West at 7-0, the Air Force Academy Falcons. They'll travel to 3-4 Colorado State this Saturday at 6 p.m. on the CBS Sports Network. At number 8 this week, falling all the way from 1st to 8th, hey, that's the way it works sometimes, the Georgia Bulldogs. They are 7-0, and they'll travel to the world's largest cocktail party in Jacksonville, Florida, to entertain 6-2 Florida Saturday afternoon at 2:30 on CBS. At number 7, 7-0 from the Sun Belt Conference, the James Madison Dukes. They'll host 4-3 Old Dominion 7 p.m. Saturday on ESPNU. Moving up to number 6 from the ACC, it's Florida State. They'll travel to Wake Forest to play the Demon Deacons 11 a.m. Saturday on ABC. At number 5 from Conference USA, it's the Liberty Flames. And they'll travel to 4-3 Western Kentucky. That game's being played tonight on Tuesday, 6:30 p.m. on ESPNU. Now our top 4 teams. The Washington Huskies come in at number 4 at 7-0. Now they will have a road game at 2-5 Stanford this coming Saturday, 6 p.m. on FS1. Our number 3 team this week from the Big 12 Conference at 7-0, it's the Oklahoma Sooners. They'll hit the road this Saturday to play 5-2 Kansas. Should be a good game. 11 a.m. kickoff time on Fox. At number two from the Big Ten, at 7-0, it's the Ohio State Buckeyes. They will travel to play a toughie at 5-2 Wisconsin this Saturday night at 6:30 p.m. on NBC. And our number one team, the only team in the land at 8-0, the Michigan Wolverines. The Michigan Wolverines are off this week, so they can rest and get ready for the always tough Purdue Boilermakers coming up in 2 weeks. That's the SwampSwamiSports.com Top 25. Come back and find out who's on top next week.